Some tips for women who aspire to be leaders in agriculture today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Have you ever done a risk assessment on your farm or ranch? If you haven't, you should, especially if you have employees there. They may, in fact, be required by law where you are. In any case, it's not a bad idea and helps promote a safety mindset. You can find out online how to set one up. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. If you are a woman who would like to take a leadership role in agriculture, we have some advice for you today on how to pursue that. Doris Mold is qualified to give the advice. She has her own ag consulting business, is an ag economist, a farm co-owner and operator, and shares CEO duties for Annie's Project, an outreach and education program for women in ag. And says Mold, she didn't get there alone.
It's been having excellent mentors and role models and having people to help me along the way, because none of us get to where we are without the help of other people. We didn't arrive as leaders. We didn't automatically become leaders. It was because of other people taking an interest in us and helping us develop.
Mold says there are women everywhere who have the potential to lead.
Some of the most important people don't necessarily stand out. Courage and stepping out is critical. Many of us look at the world as limited. And in agriculture, we see that there are limitations and we have to deal within those limitations of our resources. There is an unlimited opportunity for you to provide leadership somewhere.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.